Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
When planning for an effective digital transformation, there are a number of key decisions that you need to make sure that you're aligned and you've got a clear strategy and plan that's going to work for you. And in this video, I want to talk about what are those key big decisions that you need to make in order to be successful and ready for a digital transformation. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. And as I mentioned at the top of the video, there are a lot of decisions that you have to make in any sort of digital transformation. In fact, there's dozens or hundreds of decisions that need to be made throughout the project, maybe even thousands, depending on the type of organization you are. But there are some key fundamental ones that sort of set the parameters or the guardrails for what direction you're going, what your strategy is, how well aligned you are, all that good stuff. And these key decisions need to be articulated, understood by the team, and ultimately part of your overall project governance to ensure that you're on the right track and that you're all aligned as a team. So what I want to do today is talk about those handful of things that you need to be aligned on and have clarity on before you start your digital transformation. The first decision that you need to make is how much customization do you expect in your digital transformation? And I know what you're probably thinking. You're probably thinking, I've heard from everyone out there in the industry that I should not customize my software. Well, the reality is that's a noble vision, a noble goal. You're probably not going to achieve it. Most organizations don't, nor should they, because most technology is not going to fit your needs 100%. So you're going to have to do some level of customization to make it work for your business. So the question then becomes, how much customization do I really want to do? Do I want to standardize my operations, standardize my business processes, and leverage off-the-shelf software and force my business to change to fit software? Or am I more concerned about retaining my general operating model, my general business processes, and changing the software to fit that? Now, chances are it's not an either-or answer. It's not either you're customizing or you're not. Usually, it's somewhere in the middle. You've got to look at it as sort of a continuum of where you're going to be. And it's not just one general decision you need to make. You oftentimes need to make these decisions by functional area. Different parts of your business are going to have different answers. So for example, functions like accounts payable, paying vendors faster. That may not be a competitive advantage for your organization, nor is it for most. So you might be willing to accept whatever package functionality that you get in your software. You're going to accept that and you'll change your business to fit that. But when it comes to the customer experience or when it comes to how you're going to manufacture your product, for example, that may be a situation where you have a pretty good operating model that you want to retain, and you may change your processes a little bit, but it's more likely that you're going to change the software to fit that operating model. So you have to look at different parts of your businesses differently, understanding that you're going to have different answers for different parts of your business. And this is something that's really important to get aligned on early on, because it's easy to just assume you're just not going to customize and you solved the problem. You have to be realistic about it as well and really do more of a fine-tuned approach to understanding how much you expect to customize versus how much you expect to leverage off-the-shelf functionality within different parts of your business. Enterprise resource planning, or ERP, software vendors have done a great job of selling a vision of utopia, this utopia of one single system that's going to do everything we need it to do within our entire organization, across all of our organizations, all of our departments, all of our business units and locations. And the reality is that's true for some organizations, but a lot of organizations aren't going to find one system that can do everything they need it to do. So the question then becomes, are we really looking for one single ERP system, or are we going to go to the other extreme and just look for different technologies for different parts of our business? And again, this isn't an either or answer. It's somewhere in the middle for a lot of organizations. You may be able to find, say, 60 or 80% of what you need in one core ERP system, but you might need best of breed points focused solutions that can address some of the other parts of your business. And again, just like with business processes we just talked about, different processes are going to have different answers. Different functions within your business might have different answers. There might be some parts of your business where you're more likely to use a niche focused solution like CRM within the sales side of things, or HCM on the human capital management, or business intelligence. Those might be areas where you are going to accept and adopt best of breed, but you're also going to use a core ERP system. So going into your project, it's important to understand where you fall on that whole spectrum of single system versus more of a best of breed approach to technology.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Just as we need to think about single systems versus best of breed, we also have to think about the type of software vendors we are going to consider that will be the best fit for our organizations. Is it one of the big, massive ERP vendors like SAP or Oracle or Microsoft? Would it be an organization like that or a product like that that's the best fit for our organization? Or is it going to be more of a focus solution that's specific to our industry or maybe specific to certain functions within our business? And that's an important decision to make because a lot of organizations get caught up in analysis paralysis trying to figure out what their technology roadmap is going to be. And you really don't need to spend time evaluating dozens or hundreds of different systems out there. You should be able to quickly narrow in and hone in on those solutions that are going to be the best fit for you. And in order to do that and avoid wasting a lot of that time going down rabbit holes that aren't going to be a good fit for you, you need to define what types of vendors are going to fit us best. One of the big ones, maybe one of the smaller niche ones, maybe there's some mid-size vendors like Epicor and Infor and others that provide core enterprise technologies that are not quite as big and complex as SAP or Oracle, but they're not quite as small and niche as some of the other products out in the marketplace. So really have a clear vision and alignment internally on what it is you want so that you can better direct your evaluation process and your overall digital strategy and roadmap. Of all the things on the list here today, I think the one that's the most overlooked is magnitude of change. How much are you as an organization really willing to change? And a lot of this gets back to your culture as an organization. Are you risk averse, for example? Or are you willing to take big risks as an organization historically? It just may mean that you want to define a digital strategy that aligns with that risk adversity or that low tolerance for risk. If you're an aggressive organization, you're a young tech company that's changing quickly, you might have a higher tolerance for risk and you might have a different digital strategy and approach based on that. And it could be that where you are today is not necessarily where you want to be in the future, but it's not realistic to think that you're going to shift one extreme to the other overnight or even in the short term. So you want to be realistic about what kind of incremental changes we're willing to make and what is that magnitude of change that we're willing to make. Are we looking for an incremental improvement or are we looking for massive wholesale changes to our business model and how we do business? Now, one thing to note is sometimes, and most of the time I'd say, you do have a choice on how you want your digital strategy to look and how much change you're willing to take on. But there are some industries and some moments in time where you may not have much say. It may be thrust upon you. The changes may be thrust upon you. You may have to change more than you want to or more than you're comfortable changing. So for example, in the retail space, for example, bricks and mortar retailers, especially after COVID, were sort of forced into this whole e-commerce model if they wanted to survive. Whether they liked it or not, they had to do it. Now, this is the exception rather than the rule, but you have to recognize where you are in the economy and your growth trajectory and the way the world is today to understand where you fall on that whole spectrum of the magnitude of risk and the magnitude of change that you're willing to take on as part of your digital strategy. And that's going to affect everything from the types of technology you deploy, how big the process improvements might be, how quickly you might deploy technology, or how much you might want to space out the deployment to be longer term and more incremental. All those things are influenced by, or should be influenced by, the magnitude of change that you're willing to take. Now, probably the most complex and time-consuming aspect within our list here today is your future state operating model. That is one big decision that needs to be made early in your digital transformation. Now, the problem here is a lot of software vendors and system integrators, if not most of them, will tell you that you don't need to worry about that. Just use our technology, use our best practices, and that will define the future state operating model for you. And I'm here to tell you that is a complete myth, and that will set you on a track to a disaster if you follow that prescription. Instead, what you need to do is define what is your future state, regardless of technology, define where you want to re-engineer business processes, define what the processes and roles and responsibilities are going to be, and then you find and deploy technologies that best fit that. If you pick the technology first without that clear vision and you start deploying technology without that clear vision of your future state, what's going to happen is one of two things. You're either going to spend way too much time implementing the system and spending way too much money on the implementation because you're spending time as you go trying to figure out what you want to be when you grow up, or perhaps even worse, you're going to pave the cow paths and just take your current processes, automate what you're already doing today, and not make the tough decisions that need to be made around what your future state's going to look like. So those are some things to think about. You want to have a clear operating model to serve as sort of a blueprint for your digital transformation. Just as you would never build a house without a clear blueprint, you shouldn't be embarking on your digital transformation without a clear operating model and business process blueprint. Another component that is often overlooked and needs to be a big decision that's deliberately made early in a project is, what is your change management strategy? How are you going to enable human adoption? How are you going to bring people along? What are their roles and responsibilities going to look like? What are you going to do with that extra time that you've now automated or eliminated as a result of new technology? Those are all decisions that need to be made early on for a few reasons. One is because it affects how your business processes are going to look and what your future state is, but also you have to help your people in your organization to get from point A, where they are today, to point B. And the best way to do that is to define a change management strategy that's going to help them get there. So organizations that have clearly defined change strategies and have made those decisions around what their change strategy and tactics and plan are going to be, those organizations tend to be wildly more successful than the ones that don't. Another big decision that needs to be made is, what is your data migration strategy? And there's a whole lot of sub-decisions and micro-decisions that need to be made within this. But in general, if we're talking at a high level, more strategically, some of the key decisions that you need to make center around, what data are you going to bring over into the new system and what data are you not? It's easy to think that we're just going to bring everything over from the old system and everything's going to be fine. Yes, you can do that, but it's going to take a lot of time to cleanse that data, to map it to the new system, and ultimately migrate the data. On the other hand, you could say, well, then we just won't bring any of the old data. We'll just bring over master data and leave all the transactional data behind. You could do that, but that's going to create a lot of manual rework. It's going to make reporting difficult in the short to intermediate term, and you're not going to have visibility into your operations the way you would otherwise. So you probably are going to settle somewhere in the middle. Some organizations err on one side or the other, but you need to have a clear vision of what you plan to do with data, what your overall data strategy is, in order to get where you want to go with your digital transformation. Now, the final thing to think about is, what is your overall solution architecture? That decision needs to be made early in the project so you have a clear roadmap for how you're going to deploy the technology, how you're going to integrate it, where the data is going to reside, how you're going to build reporting across multiple sources of data, all that stuff. That needs to be defined. And if you don't have that clear solution architecture defined early on, you can't possibly know how long the implementation is going to take, the magnitude of change, how much it's going to cost, what the business value is going to be. You don't know any of that, so you're flying blind. So you need that solution architecture, the overall integration strategy, to ensure that you are successful in your transformation. So for more information on digital transformation best practices, I encourage you to check out some of the links I've included below. I've included a number of guides and podcasts and videos that I think will help you in your digital transformation. I encourage you to check that out. In particular is our annual digital transformation report. You can find that in the links below. That provides general digital transformation best practices, reviews and rankings of different software vendors in the marketplace, ERP, CRM, HCM vendors, etc. So be sure to check that out for more information, just to give you some more depth and understanding of how to make your digital transformation, your overall digital strategy, successful. So I hope you found this information useful. Hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.